from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Here's the pitch. Fastball lifted deep to center field. Rafaela sprints back. Still going. It's out of here. Bobby Witt Jr. demolishes his second home run of the game. A first-time All-Star this season. A superstar this season. He's playing some ball, having some fun, and putting up MVP numbers. His 22nd home run of the year. And it's 8-4 in the bottom of the sixth.
Told you yesterday on the air that Bobby Witt Jr. was for sure going to hit a home run. I didn't know he was going to hit two. Someone did tweet at me and say, I'll see your home run and raise you two more.
Yeah.
And that was, as we take a different angle of last night and what was probably the most important night for the Royals so far in the schedule. More will come because the season gets ready to get real interesting. But what I will tell you is, out of what we watched last night, we talked about Melendez. We talked about Pasquantino. Uh-huh. We talked a little bit about Bobby Witt. Somebody had mentioned on Twitter last night and tagged me and said, this was a Bobby Witt Jr. over my dead body game.
Yeah, it was. Absolutely. It was. It reminded me, and again, I hate to kind of continue to use the comparison, but it reminds me of Patrick Mahomes taking over a game where it's late, they're not playing great, maybe you find yourself down, and Patrick Mahomes says, all right, enough of this crap. All right, enough of this BS. I'm going to go out here and I'm going to take over this baseball game. And that's what Bobby Witt Jr. ultimately did, you know, last night with the two home runs. Now, he wouldn't have been able to take over that baseball game if MJ Melendez didn't get that big walk, you know, in the middle innings and get on base. And,
team sport.
You know, it is. It absolutely is. But Bobby Witt took over that game last night. That was one of the games where you look at and you go, yeah, this is why he's the MVP of the league. Like, you could see him take over the game. It's a different type of takeover of a game, in my opinion, than like when Aaron Judge takes over a game, mm-hmm. right? It just felt like Bobby Witt was going to come through in every single moment and every opportunity that he had yesterday, whether it was offensively or defensively. Right. It was like he got to the middle innings. They're down, 4-2 or something, or 4-3. And Bobby Witt's like, all right, enough of this crap. All right, we're going to win this baseball game, and I'm going to put it out of reach, and I'm going to blast one over the center field fence, and I'm going to send everybody home very happy in a game that you and I kind of talked about being a must-win game, mm-hmm. one that Q didn't necessarily buy as a must-win game.
A must-win is not tonight, but we are going to do everything we can to win the game.
And is Dan Kilgore going to play?
And look, it's a ha-ha kind of funny, but it just felt like not maybe a must-win was a wrong term, but it felt like you really needed to win that game. Mm-hmm. And somebody sent me this yesterday, comedian Brian Regan, about a must-win game.
Well, we have the basketball playoffs and the hockey playoffs happening. I always love whenever there's a best of seven series, because then I get to hear my favorite sports reporter question, would you consider this a must-win game? You know, they always feel like they have to say yes. Yeah, we want to win it. It's very important, you know. Got our uniforms on it. Anyway, might as well try. But it's not always the right answer, man. It's a math question.
I wish I would answer that question honestly. It's a best of seven. You're down one game to nothing. Would you consider this a must-win game?
No. No, we can lose tonight. We can lose tomorrow night, too. We don't want to, but that wasn't your question. You asked if it was a must-win game, and if you'd ever taken a rudimentary math class, you'd already know the magic number's three. When you're down three, then you must win them or you're out.
Kind of put it in a little perspective there. You know, you do the math equation, but like must win versus we got to win this game to get everybody feeling good again. Right. I don't want to say it's a must win game because you weren't eliminated last night, but it was a very much needed win type of game last night, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I think it was a must win game because if you get swept by Boston,
you're out of the playoffs.
You're out of the playoff picture with 46 games left.
Yep.
You gain zero ground versus your division. Now, maybe it's a must-win game as it went on, but again, it was you lose, Boston jumps you. Then your team is a little bit more depleted.
And you didn't take advantage of the Guardians losing two.
Twice in one day. Minnesota losing to the Cubs.
Right.
Remember when all those, you know, doubters and haters were like, we lost to the Diamondbacks 2 out of 3, and we lost to the Cubs 2 out of 3. Cubs just beat Minnesota 2 out of 3. Diamondbacks just swept the Cleveland Guardians in a doubleheader in a single game or a single day doubleheader.
Right. Cleveland has lost 5 in a row.
So sorry about that. But then again,
the Cubs, I think, have won 10 of 12, I heard yesterday when I was watching.
Getting hot at the wrong time. But the thing is that you did win yesterday. And I get it. It's not necessarily a must win because there's no magic number like the comedian mentions.
Right.
But for a morale standpoint, for a confidence standpoint, for a swagger, for some whatever you need to know that you can beat Boston, that you can handle a playoff
sure.
team and do it the way they did it last night, starting from the jump, Bobby Wood Jr. home run, later on the game, double, later on the game, Vinny, homer, Melendez, walk, Massey, mm-hmm. walk, did what they had to do, scored on wild pitches, looked a lot like 14 and 15, again, not the same team. But last night was one of those games where we're having a conversation today as of instead of, oh, yeah, today, you know, must win like we did yesterday. Today we're having the conversation of, you know what, the hell with the wild card. Now you've got a legit chance still, and you're creeping closer and closer and closer to the division. Whereas Cleveland is starting to trend downward, the Royals are starting to trend upward
yeah.
again, and you got a day off, two against St. Louis, a day off Sunday, and then you get a big old series against Minnesota Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and guess who plays each other Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Yeah, well, I thought, didn't they have a 4-game series?
Somebody lied
to you. Okay,
yeah,
I didn't know if
games.
It started today.
They don't play today.
I actually got a little excited. I'm like, is there a game
well,
today I can watch Cleveland and Minnesota with the Royals having an off day?
They could have a rainout game scheduled. I just know they play Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
That's fine. Whatever it is. You know, it's going to be a really good series over the weekend, and I think everybody's going to be paying attention to what's going on out there, right? Because that series does matter. I just don't know who to root for in
that
series.
They play twice tomorrow. So Cleveland's got to play back-to-back doubleheaders.
Good Lord, that's taxing. So, but they're off today.
They'll play doubleheader tomorrow, 1-10-7-10. Then they'll play Saturday. Said Casey Kurt wasn't lying. That's my fault,
right.
Casey Kurt.
Yeah. So they got a doubleheader tomorrow, a doubleheader yesterday. Those dog days are starting to set in. But you know the Twins got to play that doubleheader as well after coming off a beatdown by the Cubs yesterday. So I don't know who to root for in that series. I'm just gonna watch it and see what happens at the end. And you know it's not about rooting for, rooting against at this point in time.
Mm-hmm.
Our boys still got to go out there and win and take care of business, right? If they don't take care of business, it doesn't matter what happens in the Cleveland and the Minnesota series. So they've got to go out there and take care of their business. But I think, you know, winning last night does put everybody in a much better position, makes you feel a lot better that you didn't waste a 5-game losing streak by Cleveland. You were able to get that win yesterday, gain a game in the standings. And if the Royals end up, you know, going off to the playoffs and doing some damage in the postseason, we're going to look back on the month of August. This is the month where it's all going to be decided. There are no patsies on the schedule, right? There's nobody easy on the schedule over the next, I don't know how many days, next 21, 28 days on the schedule. It's not going to be easy for this team. They got the White Sox out of the way. It's go time. We're going to find out a lot about this ball club over the next 3 weeks or so.
I think the best part about it is that it seems like, maybe I'm wrong here, but the lineup seems to be clicking 1 through 6. Renfro's been all right.
Renfro's been really good.
He's been all right.
Yeah.
MJ Melendez is probably your seventh hitter for the time being, but you go from Renfro at 6th, Massey at 5th, Sal at 4th, Vinny at 3rd, Bobby at 2nd, fill in the blank at leadoff. Right now it's been Michael Garcia for this series. Been doing all right up there as well. Looks like he's got a little bit more juice. Looks like MJ's got a little bit more confidence.
Yeah, the MJ thing is really big right now. Yeah. I think he's adding a lot of spark and excitement to the team. Good text from Hippie Doug. It was a must-win if we want to be taken serious as a playoff potential team this year. Yeah, I think that's kind of where it falls. That's a good way to look at it, Doug. I think you're right about that. Like, if you're going to be serious, if you're going to be a playoff team, those are the type of games you have to win, because quite honestly, it's got the playoff feel right now.
Right.
Everybody would have been devastated after a loss like that, getting swept by the Boston Red Sox. And so I feel like the Red Sox even kind of treated it like a postseason type of series as well. I mean, their skipper, Alex Cora, that dude was like making lots of changes, mixing and matching and pitching matchups and all that kind of stuff. I thought he was kind of dialed in as well.
Did you consider Brett from Miller?
Did Will Chamberlain or Danny Manning, have they reached out to Wiggins?
You think I'm a damn fool?
And also just wanted to double check that Dan Kilgore is going to practice today.
I'm sick and tired of all this bullshit.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
So sorry for getting my words twisted. Is there anything other than a single day doubleheader? Thanks, Coach. Day night doubleheader is what I meant to say.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Just want to point out we have coaches throughout the text line.
Well, they're ready. They're ready for you.
Well, I'm just making sure. I mean, I don't know. It says, you know. So you have something that says this goes with your sports aren't stats take.
Yeah, I guess Snoop Dogg, you know, being as big as he was in the Olympics doing his thing, it's now starting to spill over, right? It's now starting to spill over into other sports. And yesterday, who was it, Mac, that was on the baseball game yesterday?
Big boy.
Yeah, he'd call in a baseball game yesterday. Do we have the audio of that, sir? I can't seem to find it here in my deal. So, you know, you get an opportunity to see somebody else calling a game. Mm-hmm. And we kind of talked about this yesterday with Charles Barkley, right?
Yeah.
You know, extending or whatever he's doing with TNT. And I said, I like it because you're going to hear Charles Barkley on hockey. You're going to hear Charles Barkley on other things other than the NBA, right?
Sure.
Whatever TNT has. And I think like all of our eyes have been opened in the Olympics to seeing Snoop Dogg, especially with the dressage thing, right? Like he doesn't know anything about dressage, neither do you. And he's there in uniform. He's commenting on dressage and everybody's loving it and having a good time with it. And I think like baseball's always been kind of left behind in this. Baseball always wants to do it the old school way and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it's time to kind of spice it up a little bit. I think that's what, you know, what all sports needs is that they need to have other folks that maybe aren't the generic baseball announcer or football announcer commenting on their sports, because sports is now crossed over, in my opinion, to entertainment. It's no longer about just the sports fan. How are we going to grow this thing? Look at what the NFL did with Taylor Swift last year and how they jumped on that, because it grew the game from an entertainment standpoint and brought more people to the party and brought more people in to watch that sporting event. And with all the other entertainment options that are out there right now, how are you going to grow your game? How are you going to get other people that maybe aren't baseball fans interested? And I think if you do some kind of, I don't want to say wild and crazy stuff, because I don't find it to be wild and crazy. It's just different. It's new. It's unique. I think you can capture more fans. And here's Big Boy calling the game yesterday in Atlanta.
There it is. You got him. Yeah. What I tell you? Go on, sit down somewhere.
See, we just needed you on the play-by-play.
Go on, sit down somewhere. I tell you, man, if y'all need me again, I'm gonna be down in the box. Need some cheese pieces.
That's fun, right? That's fun. It's not your standard baseball swing and a strike three, and okay, whatever. Go back to the dugout type of stuff. That's entertainment. That's exciting. That's fun. And years ago, when Monday Night Football was looking, it may have been before Jason Witten, may have been right after Jason Witten to replace Jason Witten with. I said the logical person, and this is at this time, so it dates it a little bit, was Justin Timberlake to me. I'm like, that's the perfect fit. He's entertaining. Everybody knows him. Everybody likes him. He's a sports fan. Put him into the booth. And the Randys that got mad at me and the sports fans that were so mad, how could you put Justin Timberlake in the booth to desecrate a football game? You know what? Most of the broadcasters that are doing sporting events these days are very stale and very boring. It is time to spice it up a little bit, right? Like, Listen to an Orioles TV broadcast. Ben McDonald is very interesting and very entertaining on that broadcast. Rex Hudler's very entertaining. That's why he's made it so long. Rex isn't breaking down the X's and O's of a baseball game for you. He's entertaining the hell out of you, right? You remember the moon and all that kind of stuff with Rex Hudler. That's what it needs to be more about. We need more guys like that that are doing these games on TV and on radio that bring that entertainment factor. I think you've got to spice these broadcasts up, and I love the fact that baseball's kind of skewing a little bit differently, and NBC with the Olympics. Like, they're already talking about Snoop Dogg being more involved in the next Olympics coming up.
Well, it's in his hometown.
Yeah.
I mean, it's in LA. Why would you not lean into that?
Right. They tried this with Dennis Miller, disaster. Wrong person to try it with.
Right. So not every attempt can be a hit.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And they tried it with Tony Kornheiser. I loved it. They hated it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
And, you know, there's people that everybody hates everybody. Like, nobody liked Howard Cosell. Nobody likes Joe Buck. Nobody likes Troy Aikman. Nobody likes Tony Romo anymore.
Right.
You know?
Look out, Jim!
People will still complain about Jim Nance, you know?
Hello, it is friends.
What it is. But would you rather see either celebrities or athletes from other sports go into the broadcast booth?
Well, I'd rather see celebrities.
Like, I would love to see Gary Busey try to announce one.
Oh, how great would that be? Yeah, that'd be fantastic. Yeah.
I use honey. Sir, it's in the third inning, but you don't know what honey does to bread. I mean, just to just sit there and be like, does he know what's going on?
Yeah.
Strike. What are they protesting?
Yeah.
Gary.
Baseball.
Bring it back.
But you'd sit there and watch that.
1,000% over
right.
And I would record it and watch it and watch.
Right.
I'd watch it more than I think you should leave.
I think
right.
Charles Barkley has shown the world, and I hope he's sending a message that sports doesn't have to be a stuffy shirt when you're calling a game anymore. It used to be that way, but times are changing. We all love Charles Barkley because he's entertaining. We all love Snoop Dogg because he's entertaining. That's what we're wanting in this world now. I just think we have evolved past the, well, you played the game, so you need to be in the booth as a broadcaster. A lot of these guys that play the game aren't any good at broadcasting, and they never get out of that cliche mold that their teams have forced them into as a player. And so when you can find something that's different and entertaining and unique, that's when you go for it. That's when you put those guys in the booth. The Charles Barkleys, the John Maddens of the world,
Madden.
The Harry Carries of the world.
Bill Walton, rest in peace.
Was phenomenal.
He was that.
I'm not a college basketball fan by any means, but if I came across a game that Bill Walton was doing, I'm watching that.
Locked in.
It was entertaining. It was priceless. It made you laugh. You didn't know what he was going to say, right? Like, those are the announcers we need more of in sports. Get rid of the carbon copy cookie cutter announcer that is out there, and we're going to do the game this way because it's always been done that way before. Be different, man. Be unique. Go out there and do something different. Just because you're calling a baseball game doesn't mean you have to be a stiff shirt.
I think ESPN's trying to do that with McAfee a little bit.
I think ESPN needs a lot of work on their baseball broadcast. I think Carl Ravitch may be a nice guy and a good broadcaster. He's not the guy you need leading your baseball broadcast. If you're trying to grow the game of baseball, Major League Baseball should look at ESPN and go, Ravitch needs to go.
I think baseball just has the things they need, and I know it's there. It's like the kid that's in sports that you know has the athletic ability and the God-given talent, but there's just like something they're not doing. The way they did the Negro League salute with the black and white TV, had King Griffey Jr., Barry Bonds, paid tribute to Willie Mays. That was awesome. The way in the All-Star game they mic up players, that's great. The way they had Big Boy from Outkast doing this, that's fantastic.
Fantastic.
And they have it, and they just don't lean into it. And they have Bobby Witt now. Let's see how Major League Baseball uses that. It's not up to Bobby Witt Jr. He just needs to keep doing what he does. It's not up to the Royals. It's up to the MLB organization to lean into that. They've also got Andrew Chaffee.
I mean, there ain't much to be said about it down there. We know what we got to do, and just everybody seems to be just going about their business, doing their job.
And what has it been like for you in the clubhouse? What's been your impression, I guess, of the overall feel here?
Oh, I love it so far. There's actually a few other rednecks on this team, so we can sit and talk about fun stuff I like talking about, and no, it's great.
Can you enlighten us on who the other rednecks are and what you guys talk about?
Nope.
No, you can't, not even one.
No, we talk about trucks and heavy equipment and stuff like that. But that's all you're going to get.
Yeah, that's the Rod Beck looking guy.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Rod Beck, who lived in a literal van down by a stadium in his later days of playing baseball. I think in Omaha or Des Moines.
I don't care who that guy's playing. Andrew Chaffin, I think is his name, or
yeah,
Chaffin.
Chaffin.
got to get that guy on TV.
That's
right. That guy is a modern-day Kenny Powers.
Yep.
He has a personality. He's a relief pitcher. He's going to play. Lean into it.
Right.
Lean into Bobby Witt Jr. Lean into, you know, the MVP race between Judge and Bobby
Witt. I don't know that Bobby Witt Jr. is a good personality to put on TV, though. He's a little cliche to me, like, you know, but you got to lean, you got to support Bobby Witt. You got to, like, show Bobby Witt Jr. if you're Major League Baseball. That guy needs to be on TV. I don't care if he ever throws another pitch.
Right. Or put him in the booth during the innings, or put him on the
headset.
In the dugout. Exactly.
Yeah.
Somebody says, can we get Vinny Pasquantino on a Chiefs game? Good personality to do that.
Yeah.
He joins Cody and Gold sometimes. Fantastic personality during the football season. Obviously a diehard Jets fan, but I'm like you.
Which I ask why. Charles Barkley doing NFL games would make me as happy as I could ever be from the 913. You're in the same boat as I am. I'd watch every minute that Charles Barkley was on an NFL game.
This is what's great, and we can do a sub-conversation. This is what's great
about... Tony Dungy wouldn't like this conversation.
Well, Tony Dungy can kiss my ass.
Yeah, he sucks.
The thing that's crazy is that when you look at why the NFL is so popular, that's why this sort of stuff would work. Like, especially in the NFL, like, you talk about the TNT setup crew, Shaq, Chuck, Kenny, Ernie, they could do NFL because the NFL is so popular that I know those guys are all in when it comes to NFL. They probably all got their own team. They probably root for certain
guys.
Like,
what if Netflix hired them to do the pregame show for the Christmas Day games and the halftime show? Like, how cool would that be?
Like, cross-contaminate sports. Like, you know how they used to do that. They would take baseball. Like, I used to love when it was used to be strictly radio guys and strictly TV guys, and then they would reverse it.
Right.
And they'd have the radio guys call the TV and the TV guys call radio. And could you imagine if, like, after the Chiefs and Bengals play and the pregame and the postgame and the midgame is the TNT crew.
Oh, God.
And Mahomes waxes Burrow and you get to hear what Shaq has. Man, there's a reason why he's the best player in the league. Man, you can't stop that man.
Oh,
and
then Ernie, we're watching greatness here, man. We're watching the greatest thing I've ever seen.
And then we get to see how they would compare him to a Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you that's where the product would go is they would get these guys who are basketball gurus, Hall of Famers, well-known guys, and they're champions in the sport. And then they compare the football player to the best basketball player, and you're like, you know what? I agree with this because they know Michael Jordan, and they just watched Patrick Mahomes, and I'm all in on this. I don't want it every single week. I don't want it to get stale or burnt out. But why not have more of this in sports where you're bringing in celebrities to do an inning or two, or you're bringing in a different crew? And I get it. You can't have TNT and NBC and all this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
You don't have the ratings battle, but you can take those ideas and run with them. Because the one thing about sports that keeps us there is the entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
The other part about the entertainment is the people that provide the entertainment. People don't listen to this show because it's boring. People listen to this show because they're entertained by something, whether it's you, whether it's me, whether it's Mac, whether it's content.
Make some smile, hopefully, laugh a little bit, get them out of the regular day mundane life, you know?
And that's why when the game doesn't start till 7, but you know it's Chuck, Kenny, Shaq, and Ernie, you're like, you know what? I got 30 minutes to kill, and I know that's going to kill my 30 minutes immediately.
Yeah, you'd watch that pregame show every single time. You'd love to see Shaq and Kenny and Ernie and Charles at the World Series. Oh, we got some baseball going on here, man. Is this guy going to go up there and swing that thing? Look out, man. That guy's pitching that ball.
Yeah.
Like it would be outstanding. And I like it because it makes the hardcore fan nervous and it makes them uncomfortable, right? The hardcore fan wants his X's and O's and wants that. But it's not about you, right? It's not about the hardcore fan anymore. If sports has the hardcore fan, they need to get the secondary fan, the ancillary fan, the father who's driving around, got a couple of kids doing a lot of errands. They got to get him to pay more attention and consume more innings. You say Shaq's going to be on the game, people are going to tune in just to see what that's all about. And that's kind of the next layer, in my opinion, of like growing sports. They talk about, well, how do we need to grow sports? Well, let's go capture Germany now. Okay, great. I understand. And you want to capture the world, but there are still people in America that you can go after and that you can capture. How do you capture the Americans right now that aren't paying attention to your sport? You try to grow it in different ways with the broadcast and the alternate broadcast, the Manning cast.
I was going to say,
That to me, like, I really enjoy the Manning cast because Peyton and Eli are hysterical by themselves. They'll bring on some good guests every once in a while to kind of add to it, but it's just a different, entertaining, unique way. They're watching the game with us and they're reacting the same way that we're reacting and they're not holding back either. Too many times these guys in the booth hold back and they don't want to criticize. Eli and Peyton are like, oh God, that was a terrible play. Like, be like, and Peyton will go, Eli, even you weren't that bad. You know, like they give each other that kind of static that you're doing with your guys when you're watching the game with them. That's why I really enjoy the Manning cast. It's like watching games with your friends.
Going for a three-peat and a ring, also shopping for one, a new look at a reality TV show, and something about acting roles that we should never repeat again. Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster's patented MyQ technology and is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. It's all about the rings. Mac Morey.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, 610 Sports Radio, Fesco in the Morning.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.